There's good news coming out of the chaos in the Central African Republic. Did you hear about the massive flooding in Haiti a couple days ago? And the money's drying up in Syria's refugee crisis. Find out what this is all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Chaos continues in the Central African Republic, but there's some good news. The nation's presidential elections will now be held in 18 months instead of 3 years. ICDI's Jim Hocking says,
"The government is trying to reestablish itself."
ICDI runs a Christian radio station in the CAR with the help of HCJB Global. Looters stole equipment during the coup's initial violence, taking the station off the air. In turn, villagers lost a vital resource.
Radio is essential. It's the only method of communication on a village level that is consistent.
On April 23rd, Hocking will be heading to the CAR to try to get the station back on the air, but he needs your help.
We do have serious needs to put this radio station, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, back on the air and continue to minister to the people.
Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Capetian, Haiti is still trying to clean up after massive flooding that hit last week. Didn't hear about it? That's not surprising, says For Haiti With Love's Eva DeHart.
You would think 3 feet of water in the second largest city in Haiti would make the news. But this was spring rains, which are monsoon-type rains for 3 days, compounded by the fact that they were working on two bridges.
A possible food shortage means For Haiti's food program could be critical soon. The Haitians are optimistic people, says DeHart, and the message of the gospel resonates with them.
They have a stronger faith because they have to rely on it, and you give them that glimmer of hope, and you tell them about God and about Jesus. They're eager to believe that because they really need that message, and they hold tight to it.
This is Mission Network News. The Jesus Film Project is the Gospel of Luke put to film or video. It's been translated into more than 1,100 languages. Billions of people have seen it, and 200 million have come to Christ. Jesus Film leaders discovered new believers needed something. The Jesus Film's Eric Foster.
Most of the people we work with are in areas where there's a high illiteracy rate. So we needed a film-based discipleship tool that would help people be grounded in their faith, but also help church planters do their work.
That's when the leadership came up with the idea of the Paul Project, says Foster, which will be a feature film, discipleship series, and printed Bible studies based on the life of Paul.
This is the biggest project that we've undertaken here at the Jesus Film since the making of the Jesus Film itself. And we need to bathe this in prayer for every step from idea to script writing to production to post-production to translation.
1,000 prayer partners are needed. Watch the video and sign up to pray through a link at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Lebanon with another look at the Syrian refugee crisis. Now, before you tune out, here's some basic facts. 3,000 people are coming over every day with nothing. There's no money to feed or house them. Some are returning to the war zone because it's better there than it is in the camps. What hope is there? A global advance team is answering that question with food, shelter, and Christ. Is it making a difference? You bet it is. Find out why at missionnetworknews.org. And a young hero's life is hanging by a thread in Thailand. When a Kareni refugee camp caught fire last week, Vision Beyond Borders says a 13-year-old boy could have easily escaped. Instead, he ran back in to save other refugees. As a result, 50% of his body was severely burned. Many are thanking God for this boy's courage. Ask the Lord to heal him. Pray also that other family members will be able to visit him in the hospital. Support the boy's family through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible, give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry to the region. Get your free bookmark by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.